I just want to, before I begin, I want to thank Brother Fai for leading us in song worship.
那我开始分享之前呢，也要谢谢慧弟兄刚才带领我们诗歌敬拜。
Yeah, I especially like the last one. Yeah, it was a new song for me. Yeah.
那我特别喜欢最后一首诗歌啦，因为对我来说是一首新的诗歌。
And it's truly a reminder and also a prayer that for God to awaken our hearts.
那确实是一个好的提醒，还有我们的一个祷告，求神去帮我们的心可以去复苏过来。
So for those of you who just see me here for the first time, I'll introduce myself a little bit to you.
那如果当中有人是第一次见到我在讲台上的呢，那我先简单介绍一下我自己。
So as mentioned earlier, my name is Joanna.
那刚才已经提到我的名字叫做 Joanna。
And I arrived in the UK from Toronto probably about almost a month ago, you know, maybe 27 days to be exact.
那我是从多伦多那边抵达英国的，那我来到英国差不多有一个月27天了。
So this is my first visit to the UK as well as to the church here.
那这是我第一次来到英国，还有第一次来到这个利物浦教会。
So this is, it's been a joy for me to be able to meet you, all, you know, especially, the brothers and sisters in the Lord.
那我很开心呢，可以见到每一位，特别是在主里面的弟兄姐妹们。
So although many of you are new to me, but there are some, who are not very new to me.
那纵然大部分的人呢，都是对我来说是新的啦，但是有几位却不是新的。
Pastor Joe, for example, I don't know if Pastor Joe is joining us online or not.
Yeah. 那就比如说加克牧师。
Yeah. So I have known Pastor Joe since my first year of university back in Toronto many decades ago. I won't say how many years.
那其实我认识加克牧师就是好多好多年前啦，就是我大学一年级的时候认识他的。
Yeah. So at that time, Pastor Joe was one of the pastors serving in the Toronto church.
那当时候呢，扎克牧师就是在多伦多教会其中一个牧师来的。
So although I'm relatively new to most of you, but I'm sure my husband Louis here is not so new to you, right?
纵然我自己对大家来说是比较陌生的，那我相信我的丈夫 Louis 大家应该都已经熟悉了。
Because he has been here since July.
因为他七月的时候就已经过来了。
So maybe at this time I will explain a little bit why we did not travel together.
那或许我让我用点时间去分享为什么我们没有一起来。
So I mean the original plan, okay, was for me to come much earlier.But because I'm not a Canadian citizen, so I needed to apply for UK visa in first before I come here.
那其实起初的这个计划呢，其实是我要更早来的。但是由于我不是加拿大的公民的缘故呢，那要进入英国呢，就必须要申请一个签证。
And also around the same time, my PR card, my permanent residency card, also needed to be renewed before I could leave the country.
那又是碰巧在这个时间段呢，那我加拿大这个永久居民的这个居民证就必须要更新了。
And then due to COVID, you know, a lot of government services are experiencing backlog, so it resulted in a long delay.
那要办好才能够出境，然后再入境。但是由于这个疫情的缘故呢，好多政府的这些机构都有一些的这些。服务都有延迟哦，所以就有一个长的延迟。
So that was why I could only come at this time.
这也是为什么我是最近才能够过来。
So I've been invited here to today to share about my testimony as a way for you to get to know me better.
那今天我就受邀请来和大家分享见证了，那也可以帮助大家对我认识多一些。
And I think that is a good way, you know, to get to know someone.
那这也是一个好的方式去可以去认识一个人。
Yeah, so I always enjoy reading biographies or autobiographies of great missionaries.
那其实我自己很喜欢读一些的自传啊，或者是一些的传记，是关于一些伟大的一些传道者。
Yeah, and it talks about how they went to serve God in many different countries, oftentimes in the difficult places.
那当中都会记载他们去不同的地方去传道啊，那有些地方是有一些困难的等等。
Yeah, and through reading their story, I learned something about these men and women of God and their faith in God.
那通过读这些传记呢，我就可以学习到这些属神的这些仆人啊、使女啊他们对神的信心。
And I was much encouraged by it.
那就很受到鼓励。
But my testimony is not going to be as spectacular, you know, as those great missionaries, in case you have high hopes, no?
那我自己的见证呢，就不好像这些伟大的这些传道者一样，好像很壮观啊，有一些很令人惊讶的事情。
But I do hope that it will help you know a bit more about God through his dealings with me in my life.
但是我却祈祷了希望透过我的这个见证呢，可以帮助大家可以更加明白神他自己是怎样的一位神借着他是怎么样去塑造我去带领我的。
And that you would be encouraged to get to know him more in your own pursuit, you know, spiritual pursuit.
使到你自己呢可以得到鼓励了可以在你追寻神的这个条道路上面你的属灵生命上面可以得到益处。
So before I begin, maybe we can just commit this time once again to the Lord in prayer. Let's pray.
那我们开始之前，我们再一次有祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, God Yahweh, we come before you to give thanks for today.
我们亲爱的天父，亚伟，我们的神，我们要来到你面前，向你献上，为这天献上感恩。
Yeah, where we can be together to worship you in this place.
因为我们有这个福分，可以聚集在一起来敬拜你。
Yeah, we pray that you help us remove all the distractions that's within our hearts.
我们恳求你挪去我们心中一切使我们分心的事情。
And to truly awaken our hearts, through the words that you want us to hear.
求你苏醒我们的心，好使到我们可以听见你想对我们所说的。
And remember, also your people, elsewhere in the world who are worshiping you today.
我们也纪念属于你的子民在全球各地也是在敬拜你的。
Yeah, may you also keep them safe as they worship you, and that may your name truly be glorified in their midst.
也求你的平安与他们同在。也愿在你的百姓当中你的名被荣耀。
We also remember those who are weak physically, commit them into your hands.
我们也想纪念我们当中身体有软弱的，我们将他们交托在你的手里。
Yeah, may your spirit comfort them.
愿你的灵去鼓励安慰他们。
Yeah, once again we thank you for this time.
我们再一次为了这段美好的时间献上感谢。
Yeah, may all praise and glory be to your name.
愿一切的颂赞感恩都归给你。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so perhaps I will begin telling you by sharing a bit about my background.
那首先让我和大家分享一下我自己的背景。
So I was born in Indonesia.
那我是在印度尼西亚出生。
So if you don't know where that is,It's a country in Southeast Asia.
那印尼呢，就是在东南亚的一个国家了。
You've probably heard about it recently because of the G20 summit that was held in Bali about 2 weeks ago.
那或许大家在新闻有听到这个印尼这个国家的名字啦，因为最近在巴厘岛那里就有一个会议，就是20国集团高峰会。
So Indonesia consists of many islands, and the famous Bali Island is one of them.
那其实印尼啊，它这个国家是有好多不同的岛屿组成的。那著名的巴厘岛就是其中之一。
它 Has anyone ever been to Bali?
有没有人去过巴厘岛啊
No?、Oh, okay, well, maybe one day. It's quite a nice、place to visit, yes.、
或许有一天大家有机会可以去看一看，都是挺漂亮的地方。
It's better if you go to a place that which is not tourist area because the tourist area is pretty polluted by now. 、
那可能不要去那些观光客去的地方了，因为可能现在都、这有一些的污染了。
So, but I wasn't born、in that island.
但是我自己就不是在这个岛上出生的。
But I was born in a Java island,、which was struck by a major earthquake in last Tuesday, actually.
那我自己是在爪哇岛这个出生的。那上周二就那里就发生一个严重的地震。
And the earthquake actually hit the town not too far from where I was born.
那这个地震呢发生的地点离我、出生的家乡就不太远。
Okay, so my parents come from China.
那我父母亲他们是从中国来的。
So that's why I look Chinese like everybody else of you. I am Chinese.
那所以我其实看起来都像是、中国人啦、啊、那其实我 的也是中国人啦、
啊。So my father was a Hokkien and my mother was a Shanghainese.
那我的父亲就是福建人，那我的母亲就是上海人。
And they met and they were married in Indonesia.
那他们是在印尼相聚的，然后也是在那里结婚。
It was a second marriage actually for both of them.
那对于我爸爸妈妈来说，都是他们第二次的婚姻了。
Because both of their spouses had died prior to their knowing each other.
那原因就是、他们先前的这个伴侣呢都是在这次婚姻之前都已经过世了。
So from my dad's first marriage, he had 6 children.
那我父亲他第一次的婚姻就有六个孩子。
While my mom did not have any children from her first marriage.
而我的妈妈呢，她第一次的婚姻里面就没有任何的孩子。
And from this second marriage, they had 2 children, my older sister and me.
那当我爸爸妈妈结婚以后呢？他们就有两个孩子，是我的大姐和我。
So I'm the youngest then of how many children? Very good, you're awake.
那我就是多少个兄弟姐妹里最小的呢？我就问了，那总共有八个。你们都醒着。
Okay, so but the 8 of us didn't always stay together while growing up.
但是八兄弟姐妹并没有、在成长的这段期间总是待在一起。
Yeah. So four of my half siblings had been living in different countries while I was little.
那我有、其中四个我的这个同父异母的兄弟姐妹呢、在我小时候的时候呢他们已经在其他国家去居住了。
So therefore I can only remember growing up with only two,the other two half-siblings and my own older sister.
那所以我成长的记忆当中呢、我只能 记得和我其他两位同父异母的兄弟姐妹成长还有我自己、本身的这个、姐姐。
So far I don't know if、you find my family makeup sounds rather complicated or not.
不知道大家听了以后会不会觉得我的家庭背景有点复杂。
But then again, I think every family, right, is complicated in its own way.
但是我觉得每个家庭、都有它复杂的地方。
Now, the complication in my family is not so much about living with half-siblings.、
但是我家庭背景复杂的原因、主要不是因为要和一些同父异母的兄弟姐妹一起住。
Now, the complication is about living with my own mother.
那复杂的原因呢？就是需要和我的妈妈、一起生活。
Because almost all her life, my mother had been struggling with mental health issues.
那原因就是我母亲差不多她一整生呢都要和这个精神疾病去做挣扎。
So it wasn't very obvious, in the beginning, but as she grew older, it became more and more difficult, you know, for the family to cope with.
那当她年轻的时候呢还不是那么的明显，但是她年纪越来越大的时候呢我的家人们呢就越来越难去、和他相处了。
And none of us knew、how or why or when it happened exactly, not even her own sisters.
那其实 我们作为家人的都不知道为什么他的情况会变成这样啊。那即使是他的姐妹们他自己的姐妹们也不清楚为什么精神疾病会这样子发生在他身上。
Yeah, so we could only suspect that perhaps it was due to some traumatic events in her life, maybe during the war times.
那所以我们只能猜了，那或许是在他的人生当中经历过这些战争。
Or maybe it was due to the unexpected death of her first husband because of severe illness shortly after they got married, actually.
又或者是她第一段的婚姻了，她的丈夫在她新婚不久之后就得了很严重的病，然后去世了。
But meanwhile, my mother has always like adamantly refused to believe that she was struggling or suffering from mental issues.
而我的母亲呢，她从来都是坚决的去否定自己有精神的疾病。
All the way until her death in 2014 at the age of 89.
那一直到2014年。89岁他去世之前呢，他一直都是否认自己有精神疾病的。
Now, okay, my father then obviously wasn't aware of her conditions prior to marrying her.
那我的父亲呢，其实在和他结婚之前是不知道他的这样的情况的。
So, yeah, other than her way of thinking about certain things which was odd, she behaved very normal otherwise.
那除了对有些事情他的想法是比较奇特以外呢，那其他的时间，她看起来都像正常人一样。
So to the outsiders, she came across as someone very nice.
那对于那些不认识她的人来说，会觉得她是一个非常友好的人。
And all my school friends said that my mother was very nice. Indeed, she was a very nice person.
那我学校的这些同学朋友们都觉得我母亲是一个很友善的人呢。那确实，她是一个挺友善的人。
She was a good wife and a loving mother.
那她也是一个好的妻子啊，那也是一个懂得爱的母亲。
So it was just her strange way of thinking about certain things that made life at home very difficult, especially for my half siblings.
那但是由于她对于有些事情比较奇特的一些的想法呢，那就对我的这些的同父异母的这些的兄弟姐妹呢，就带来不少的困难跟困扰。
So in fact, her strange way of thinking had caused a division between her stepchildren and her own children. So that is between my half siblings, okay, and us.
那由于她这样子奇特的一些的想法啦，就使到她自己的这些继子女和她亲生的儿女呢，就产生了这些的分歧啊，争论。
So for the longest time, I could not understand why my family was like this.
所以有好长的一段时间，我都想不明白为什么我家庭是这样子的。
Now life at home was full of tensions.
那在家里面生活，就是非常的紧张。
Now, despite the fact that my parents actually they were Christians and we were supposedly a Christian family.
啊，纵然我的父母亲是基督徒了，那我们家庭应该是基督徒的家庭。
Now, my father never skipped a Sunday service, you know, except when he was sick, you know, which was very rare.
那我自己的父亲呢，他从来不会缺席星期天的敬拜，那除非是他自己生病了，那很少见他缺席。
And by the way, my parents did not attend the same church.
那插一下话啦，就是我的爸爸妈妈他们没有参加同一间教会。
Because my mother preferred to remain with the church that she had been attending before she got married.
因为我的母亲她想和她结婚之前已经参加的教会在一起了。
But then the children would go to my father's church.
但是那些的孩子们呢，就会去我父亲的这个教会。
So going to church on Sundays had become so much a part of my life for as long as I can remember.
那所以星期天去教会呢，其实就变成我生活中的一部分了。那自从我有记忆以来都是如此。
So one can say that I grew up, you know, in the church, literally, you know.
所以可以这么说，我是在教会去长大的。
But unfortunately, I was never part of the church spiritually.
但是很不幸的就是我从来都不是在属灵的 层面是这个教会的一部分。
So what I mean by that is that I was physically present in the church, sitting there Sunday after Sunday, but my heart and mind were elsewhere.
那我说的是什么意思呢？就是其实我每个星期天都是坐在这个教会当中的。虽然我的身体在那里，但是我的心灵却不在那里。
But I don't think it was entirely the fault of the church that made me like that.
那我觉得不是全部都是这一间教会的错是我到是以致我有这个情况。
Yeah, the church that I attended at the time was considered one of the well-established churches.
那当时候我参加的这间教会呢在当地来说呢是一个比较建立起来的一个教会了。
So I think it was also due to my personality and my family situation.
所以我想其中的原因就是我自己的性格还有我家庭的这个背景的缘故。
You know, I was very shy, you know, when I was little.
当我还小的时候呢，我是一个很害羞的人。
Yeah, I'm still now, okay? But not as bad as before.
那我现在都还是挺害羞的，那当然没有像以前那样子了。
But public speaking is still not my cup of tea, okay?
但是在公众场合去说话还都不是我选择愿意去做的。
But because of my shyness, it was difficult for me to form any friendships.
但是由于我的这个害羞啦，所以其实很难交到一些的朋友。
And I don't remember having any friends, you know, in the church.
那我去回想，在教会我想不起来有什么样的朋友。
And the fact that the church had a large number of congregation, that didn't help either.
那纵然这个教会都有好好多的一些的成员参加，但是都无济于事。
Because I could come and go without talking to anyone, didn't know anything, didn't know anyone either.
因为原因就是我只是去参加，然后回来了，就没有和任何人去讲话，不知道他们的情况啊，那也没有分享自己的情况。
So after years of going through this kind of church life, I gradually grew tired of Christianity.
那这样子参加教会好多年以后呢，慢慢我就对基督教就产生了这个疲倦啊，厌恶的心态。
So I learned all the do's and the don'ts of Christianity, and being the good girl that I was, I tried not to do what the Bible said not to do.
所以我就学了这个基督教里面说应该做的还不应该做的，那我就尝试自己去做一个好的女孩了那在对。
Oh, okay. So I tried to be morally good. Okay.
那我尝试在道德上面去做好。
So I never caused trouble in school, you know.
所以在学校我都没有制造任何的麻烦。
And I really took pride in being such a good girl. It's not easy, you know, to be a good girl.
所以能够做一个好的女孩、好的学生，那其实让我非常的自豪了。那因为确实要做一个好学生、好女孩是不容易的。
So when I was 17,I enrolled in a catechism class and got baptized because that seemed to be the route to go, you know, when you come from a Christian family.
所以在十七岁的时候，我就报名参加了一个教会的课，叫做教义问答这个训练啦。那然后之后就受洗了，因为其实好像大部分的人都是这样子去参加课，然后洗礼的。
Because it was something that was expected, you know, of you to do at that age.
因为其实大家都有对你有这个期盼啊，就是到了这个年龄了，就要参加这个课，然后受洗。
So you can say the church tradition played a big role in this.
所以换句话说，可以看到教会的这些传统了那也是有一个很大的一部分在这个当中。
But as far as my own belief was concerned,
但是对我自己的这个信仰上来说。
So I believe in the existence of God, and of what the Bible said.
那我相信是有一位神存在的，那我也相信圣经所说的话。
But at the same time, I could not help but notice the great discrepancy between what the Bible said and what I saw in reality.
但是在我心里面就发现到其实圣经所说的还有我所看见的这个实际情况有一个非常大的距离。
So I didn't find the church to be what Paul described in the Bible.
那我就察觉到当时候的教会并不像 使徒保罗所说的教会的这个应该有的情况。
And so, and plus the fact that my so-called Christian family was in a mess.
那又加上我自己所谓的基督教家庭呢，又是一团糟的一个情况。
Because there was no joy, no laughter in the family, but the tensions.
原因就是在家里面总是没有这些欢笑啊喜乐的时间，总是非常的紧张。
So in the end, then I begin to question myself sometimes whether the Bible or the things that the Bible said was simply a make-believe or it was just a fairy tale.
一直到最后我都产生怀疑，究竟圣经所说的是不是只是一个童话故事，又或者是只是一个虚构的事情。
So when I was 18, both my parents and I migrated to Canada.
所以当我18岁的时候呢，我的父母亲和我就移民到加拿大。
And about a year after we arrived in Canada, my father suffered from a stroke.
差不多移民过去一年以后呢，我父亲就突然间中风了。
And as a result, he became half paralyzed.
那结果就是他半身就瘫痪了。
So my father and I never really had a close relationship.
我父亲和我的关系呢总是不是很亲密的。
Because he was a businessman, and whenever he was at home, he did not really interact with us, the children.
他是一个生意人，那当他在家里面的时候呢，他也没有太多的和我们有一些的互动。
So I only knew him through my observations of him.
所以我认识他呢，更多是我对他的一些的观察。
So I knew that Christianity was very important to him.
那我知道基督教对他来说是非常重要的。
I also knew that he tried to be a good Christian.
那我也知道他尝试做一个好的基督徒。
So when I saw him suffer after the stroke, I became angry with God.
所以当我看到他中风之后呢，那其实我就对神有愤怒了。
Yes, I thought God was really unfair, you know, in treating him this way.
我觉得神对待我父亲是不公平的。
I mean, my father might have had his faults, but he was a good person.
我觉得纵然我父亲有他的这些的过犯但是他是一个好人。
So why must tragedy happen to good people?
那为什么这些悲惨的事情要发生在好人身上呢？
So at that point, I thought, well, enough is enough. I quit being a Christian.
所以当时候我就觉得这已经够了，那我就决定不再当基督徒。
But then after some time, I thought, I came to the realization that, I think I was wrong in being angry with God.
过了一段时间之后呢，我自己去想的时候，我就意识到，之前我这样子生气神，其实是错的。
Because just because I could not understand why bad things happen to good people doesn't mean that I could deny God's existence.
所以我就明白过来，纵然我不明白为什么神允许一些悲惨的事情发生在好人身上但这并不会去否定了神的存在。
So I recall some incidents in my childhood where I could see that God did watch over us.
所以我就回想起，其实在我儿童这个年轻的时候呢，那其实神是有去眷顾我的家庭的。
So at that point, I decided to continue to remain as a Christian.
所以之后我就决定继续做一个基督徒。
And looking back now, I can say that God did look after my father after the stroke.
现在回头看呢，那我可以说其实神有眷顾我的父亲，纵然他特别是在他中风之后。
And he still preserved my father's life for another 10 years until his death in 1995 at the age of 87.
原因就是他仍保守我的父亲之后还有10年的寿命了一直到1995年他87岁。
So now, in 1986, I entered university, and it was at this time that I came across the Bible study group on campus that was conducted by the Toronto Church.
那在1986年呢，我就进入大学在这个时候呢，我就遇到了在学校里面有一个这个查经组啦，就是当时候多伦多教会去组织的。
So So, and it was there that I met Pastor Joe and some other people who now have gone on to serving God in various places and in various capacity.
那就是在那个查经组，我去认识了加克牧师，还有其他一些兄弟姐妹。后来这些兄弟姐妹有一些也参加了全时间服事，变成同工。
So, and it was in this Bible study group that I began to understand the Bible.
那是在这个查经组里面，我开始去明白圣经。
So, and also, in this Bible study group, that some of the questions that I had been wondering about got answered.
那也是在这个查经组里面我之前的一些对圣经的一些的疑惑也被解答了。
But what struck me most about this group was the people and the atmosphere.
但是这个查经组对我印象最深刻的反而是当中的这些的成员还有这个气氛。
And because there was this genuine care and concern shown among the members of the group.
那原因就是在查经组里面有对彼此真诚的关怀跟关心。
And I could sense the warm family atmosphere in the group.
那我可以感受到在这个查经组里面成员当中都有这个好像家庭一样这样的气氛。
And I was particularly touched by the leaders of the group, which happened to be the pastors of the church.
那我是特别受到这个组别里面所带领的这些的牧者们他们也是当时候教会的这些的牧者们。
So as mentioned earlier, I grew up in the church, but in all those years, I never got to talk to my pastor.
所以刚才我说我其实在教会成长但是这么多年以来呢我都没有机会从来没有跟我那当时的牧师说过话。
And I only got to shake his hands, you know, every time when I leave the church after Sunday service.
那最多就是每一次离开聚会的时候和他握握手就而已。
Yeah, but here the pastors actually literally made an effort to start up a conversation with me.
但是这一次呢这些的牧师们呢那反而就是主动的去和我说话。
They showed a genuine interest in my well-being.
那也是很真诚的去关心我整个的情况。
So then in 1987, I began joining the Toronto City C Church for their service too, Sunday service.
那所以在1987年呢我就开始在星期天也参加多伦多教会就是我们在那里教会的这个崇拜了。
And gradually, I understood about what baptism was really about.
所以慢慢的，我就更多的去明白洗礼的含义究竟是什么。
Now, that baptism was not just an outward ceremony.
洗礼本身就不是一个所谓外在的一些宗教仪式。
Now, if you recall earlier, I mentioned that I had been baptized, a few years back.
那刚才如果大家还记得，我分享过。我曾经几年前当时候的几年前受过洗。
But at that time, I only understood baptism in a very legalistic way.
但是当时候我对洗礼的明白是一个很这些教条式的方式去明白洗礼。
So no one told me that at baptism, actually we are essentially making a lifelong commitment to God.
当时候就没有人和我分享其实洗礼的时候呢就是我去对神有一个一生去承诺去向他委身。
Yeah, the commitment to die to self and to be raised up with Christ.
那这个委身就是和基督一起同死那也和他一同复活。
I also learned about the importance, you know, of making of this commitment, the meaning of this commitment.
那也学习到究竟这个对神的委身包含了哪一些的层面。
So now seeing the importance of commitment to God at baptism, seeing the importance of commitment to God at baptism, which was lacking in my previous baptism.
所以当时候我就意识到在我第一次洗礼的时候呢是缺乏了对神的委身的。
So I requested for a re-baptism, you know, in this church, in Toronto Church.
所以在多伦多教会参加聚会之后呢那我就申请有第二次的洗礼。
So baptism always involves the confession of sins.
那洗礼都是有包含这一部分，就是去向神承认自己的罪。
Which I did in the past, but again, it was done in a very general and non, non-personal way.
那其实我第一次的时候也有去承认罪了，但是当时我只是很广泛的去说了，那也是置身于外的这样子去说一些话。
Because I never really knew what sin I had done, you know, since I really tried to be a good person, you know.
原因就是其实当时我都尝试做一个好人呢，那我都不明白自己究竟犯了什么罪。
So for this one thing, I think it took a much longer time for the Lord to work in my heart to be able to see and understand that sin was not only limited, you know, to doing these bad things such as killing or stealing.
那所以这件事情上面呢，其实神就花了一段长的时间才帮助我可以明白过来其实罪不单单只是局限于所谓杀人放火。
So I failed to see that the Bible did not teach you to be good in your own way, according to your own standard.
那之前我就看不见，其实圣经没有教导我们要按自己的力量去尝试做一个 好人做一个我们自己眼中的标准看为好的一个人。
You know, that is called self-righteousness.
那如果这样去做呢，那这个就是自以为义了。
So it took me a while to understand that being self-righteous was a sin and that one needed to be set free from it.
那我花了一段时间才明白过来这个自义其实本身就是一个罪。那我必须要从当中去承认也去被释放过来。
So I think so far, my conversion story here perhaps is rather different from the usual conversion story you hear.Because I come from a so-called Christian background.
那或许大家会发现我怎么样成为基督徒这个故事和大部分的人都不同。那原因就是我生长在一个基督教的这个背景底下。
So therefore my struggles might be different from those of you who started off as non-Christian.
那所以对于我来说我的挣扎可能和当中没有这些基督教背景的一些朋友们他们去认识神的过程这个挣扎是不同的。
But fundamentally, it is the same thing.
但是在问题的最核心其实都是同样的。
Because sooner or later, we all have to face the same issue.
原因就是时间长短与否呢，最终我们都要面对同一个问题。
So that is whether we have to make a decision whether to let the self to continue to control our life or to let God control our life.
那这个要面对问题就是我们要去选择让我们的自我中心去掌管我们的人生，那还是让神去掌管我们的人生。
Okay, so now, I was still talking about the year that where it happened. Do you remember what year?
那刚才我说有一年我参加了教会，大家还记得哪一年吗？
86. No, you failed this time. 1987.
刚才说参加教会的那一年是1987年。
Okay, so from 1987.Onwards, then I continue to stay with the Toronto Church all the way until now.
那自从1987年参加教会以后呢，那我一直都是参加我们的教会的。
So my parents had since returned to Indonesia because we're hoping that he could feel more comfortable spending the rest of his life at home.
所以在当时我的父母亲呢，他们就后来就回去了印尼了。因为父亲想最后的年日在他熟悉的环境当中去度过。
So I truly enjoyed being part of the church here.
那其实我很真诚的去喜欢也去享受在教会里面的生活。
Yeah, because of this life that I see that is in the church.
原因就是我可以看到这个教会当中是有生命的。
You know, for once I could see a church that was really functioning more like a body of Christ, which Paul talked about in the Bible.
那我终于见到有一间教会是真的好像使徒保罗所说的 就像基督的身体一样。
So at the time, some of the church brothers and sisters set up different households, you know, where the guys lived together in a household, the girls lived together in another household, with a goal to practice the body life, you know, in a day-to-day living.
但是当时有一些的弟兄们，还有一些的姐妹们，他们就各自去设立了弟兄之家，或者是姐妹之家，就是招聚这些一些的弟兄一起住。 或者是一些的姐妹一起住在一起呢，那原因就是去学习如何彼此相爱，有这样子肢体的生活。So
I stayed with one of those households with a few girls, and we had so much fun.
当时候我就参加了这样子一起姐妹一起生活的这样子的一种安排了，那我就很享受和姐妹们一起。So
when you know when you live together, sometimes you know you step on each other's toes, right?
但是当我们生活在一起的时候，也会有这个情况，就是不小心去冒犯了彼此。So
when that happened, then we had to learn to ask for forgiveness and to forgive.
那有这些的情况发生的时候，我们就要学习去求原谅，so, 也要学习愿意去饶恕别人。So
that is what body life is all about. That's what it meant.
这也是肢体生活的含义了。
There's got to be interactions, you know, among the members of the body.
在这个身体里面生活，那彼此是有这些交通啊，有互动的。So
a body whose the body parts don't interact with one another is really a dead body.
那一个身体里面，如果这些的部分都从来不和彼此有沟通、有互动，那这个身体就是一个死的身体了。It's
either dead or paralyzed, yeah, at best.
是死了，又或者是已经瘫痪了。So
the body is simply non-functional.
换句话说，这个身体就不是正常的去运作。Now,
just like my father, you know, whose body became half paralyzed because of the stroke.
就好像我的父亲呢，他因为中风，半边的身体就瘫痪了。Now,
prior to the stroke, he was actually quite well known for his Chinese calligraphy.
其实我父亲在中风之前呢，他写书法就是挺有名的。Now,
even for someone like me, okay, who cannot read Chinese, I had to admit that his calligraphy was beautiful.
那纵然我自己看不懂中文呢，但我看到他写书法的时候，我就觉得他写的非常的美。Yeah,
and his writing even won one of the competitions.
那他的这个书法还赢过一些的比赛。Now,
but when his right side of the body became paralyzed, he could no longer write.
但是当他中风，右边的身体就瘫痪了以后呢，他就没办法写书法了。And
what his right hand could do, his left hand could not deliver.
那他右手会做的事情，他左手却不会做。So
the head may be fully functional, but if the body is non-functional or dead, then what can the head do with it?
那头脑纵然可能是好的。 但是如果身体有一部分是瘫痪了，那就也是没有办法了。So
in the Bible, Paul described the church as the body of Christ, and Christ as the head of the church.
那在圣经当中，使徒保罗形容教会就是基督的身体，而基督就是教会的头。So
just like our physical body, then the church cannot be functional body. When there is no interactions, where there is no love shown among the members of the body.
那就如我们这个的身体是有互动的，那在教会里面，作为身体呢，那其实每一个部分都需要有互动啊，那也是有这个爱彼此的流淌。And
if we are members of the body, then the only way for us to grow spiritually is to have interaction with one another.
那我们教会作为一个身体，如果想在属灵生命上有所成长呢，那唯一的方式就是彼此有互动、有交相交。And
interactions with one another only comes through coming together in person.
那肢体当中能够有相交呢，那这个方法就是要面对面能够见到了。Because
how can we love one another if we cannot even see one another?
那如果我们都看不到对方，那我们怎么样去爱对方？
Now, I understand that because of this pandemic, okay, many church services have gone online.
那我也明白在这个疫情底下好多教会他们的崇拜呢都变成线上的了。
But that is supposed to be a temporary measure, okay, not permanent.
但是这样子的安排是一个暂时性的安排就不应该是一个长远的安排。
Yeah, we join online service only when there is no other option, and especially for those with health-related issues.
那我们参加线上的聚会、是由于已经没有其他的选择了特别是有一些、有身体上有疾病的一些的、肢体朋友们。
So other meetings can go online, but not church meeting.
那其他的这些的、聚会可以用线上的方式来进行但就不是一个教会的聚会。
Yeah, why? Because online meetings cut off that crucial functioning of the body life.
那为什么教会的聚会就 不可以去线上呢那原因就是、这样子线上没有真实的见到其实是拦阻了这个面对面能够相交啊去参与在对方生命里的这个机会。
It's preventing the interaction you know, among the members of the body.
那这个身体里面的这些肢体呢就没有机会去有互动有相交。
But unfortunately though, for many churches nowadays,Coming to Sunday service was nothing more than just coming to listen to the message.
但是有一个不幸的情况就是对于好多教会来说呢、星期天的崇拜就是来教会听讲道。
And as soon as the meeting or the message is over, they rush out of the building, you know, and without talking to anybody.
那当讲道结束后呢那参加的人就很快的想要回去啦就没有跟任何人或者是太多人说过什么话。
And in this case, then it is no better than joining online service because there's no interactions whatsoever.
但是如果这样子是一种情况的话，那其实和线上参与其实没有太大的分别。
So I was once in this kind of a church.
那我曾经是在这样的一个教会去聚会的。
And non-interaction with others can easily make you think that you are a good person.
那当你和其他人没有一些的交际啊有相交的时候你就会很容易会认为自己是一个好人。
Why? Well, because no one gets to step on your toe.
为什么呢那原因就是没有跟人交往那没有人去冒犯了你。
Because you never know what you really are, you know, whether you are a nice person or you're a nasty person until someone steps on your toe, you know, until you interact with others.
那原因就是当你不去和人相交那你都自己会觉得自己是一个好人但是当有人冒犯了你那你去观察自己的反应那就会分辨得出到底你是怎么样的一个人呢是一个真的是一个有爱心的人呢还是一个没有耐心的人呢
Yeah. So therefore then having experienced the unhealthy body life before I now truly appreciate and I treasure the healthy body life
所以在之前参加过这个教会生活是缺乏这样身体的这样的生活以后呢当时候我参加我们多伦多教会我就非常的珍惜这样子实际在教会里面有肢体生活的这样的情况。
Yeah, a healthy body life where the members of the body interact, you know, with one another in a godly way.
那这样子健康的肢体的情况就是每个成员呢都是在彼此的相交了是按着这样敬虔的一个态度去对待彼此的。
And they contribute to the life of the body.
那每一个成员也是去对这个身体有所贡献有所付出。
Perhaps we can look at a verse in the Bible where Paul was giving an exhortation. Hopefully this verse can be of encouragement to us to meet in person.
那让我们来看一看一段的经文呢那希望这段经文去鼓励我们可以常常的来实体去聚会有彼此的互动相交。
We can look at Hebrews chapter 10 verses 24 to 25.
那我们可以一起来看一看希伯来书的十章。24-25节
So, and let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near.
希伯来书的十章二十四到二十五节，我们又应该彼此关心，激发爱心，勉励行善。我们不可放弃聚会，好像有些人的习惯一样，需要互相劝勉。你们既然知道那日子临近，就更该这样。
So then to be a healthy member of the body, one also needs to contribute to the life of the body.
那为了做这个身体里面一个健康的成员呢，那也是需要个人去对这个身体有所付出的。
So it was with this desire to contribute more to the life of the body that my husband and I decided to be equipped further and join the full-time training.
那也是由于这样的心智想要为这个身体 去付出更多，那我跟我的丈夫就有这样子的心愿要去受栽培去参加全时间的训练。
So by then, I already got married and we had two children.
在当时候呢 我们已经结婚了，也有两个年幼的孩子。
So the location for the training, for the first part of the training, wasn't so bad.
那第一部分这个全时间培训的地点呢，那个地点还不算太差。
Yeah, it was in Penang, Malaysia.
那地点就是在马来西亚的槟城。
Yeah, it's really a nice place. Yeah.
那个地方也是挺好的。
But for the second part, then, it was held in a somewhat backward and remote island in Indonesia.
但是这个训练的第二部分，这个地点呢，就是在一些很偏僻的一些人烟稀少的小岛，是在印尼。
So when some of our friends heard about this plan to leave Canada and stay in this remote place, they got concerned.
所以当我们的一些朋友们听到我们要离开加拿大而去到这些人烟稀少的小岛的时候呢，他们就很担心。
So they were not concerned for us, okay? They were concerned for the children, for our children who were still quite young at the time.
那他们主要的担心就不是担心我们两个，而是担心我们的孩子们，因为当时他们还是挺小的。
Yeah, they were concerned about the future, you know, of our children.
那他们担心的就是孩子们的将来怎么办。
They were saying, you know, what about the education? You know, what are you going to do with the level of education back at that place is very, very different compared to what you get in Canada, right?
他们担心孩子们的这将来的教育该怎么办呢？因为要去到的地方，这个教育的水平和加拿大能够得到的教育水平是差距很远的。
Yeah, so they thought that we had been selfish in our desire to serve God in this way.
他们就觉得我们这样子想去服侍神呢，就是很自私的一个想法。
Yeah, because in their eyes, we are sacrificing the future of our children.
因为在他们眼中呢，我们就是在去牺牲我们孩子们将来的教育。
Yeah, but you know, if you look at our children today, yeah.
但是如果你遇到我的两个孩子他们今天去看他们的情况。
Yeah, the fact that they are what they are now is in itself a testimony to God's constant care and faithfulness to us and to them.
你会发现他们能够成为今天的这样的一个青年呢，那其实本身就是一个对神的一个见证啊，因为从当中我们看到神无微不至的这样子对他们的眷顾，还有很信实的一路的去带领着他们。
And the decision that we made about leaving Canada, you know, which our friends thought to be, it's like throwing away the children's future.
那所以这个决定就是去服侍神去离开加拿大。那这个决定当时候朋友们觉得好像是去牺牲了孩子们的教育。
It turned out to be a great blessing.
那其实对我们一家来说变成了一个美好的祝福。
Yeah, for all the 12 years we were in Indonesia, God really took care of the children's schooling.
那我们在印尼十二年的时间里面神真的去照顾两个孩子们他们的教育。
Yeah, even when some of the schools they ended up with were not considered good school, But somehow it did not affect the academic performance.
那甚至于有些时候他们被安排到一些的学校看起来并不是很好的学校，但是奇妙就是他们的学业却没有被影响到。
Yeah, and when we returned to Toronto in 2014, our children were able to enroll themselves in the university here in Toronto.
2014年我们回到加拿大以后呢，我两个孩子都可以去申请进入大学。
And I think our children actually have been blessed spiritually as well, you know, by having this opportunity to become part of the body life in the Toronto Church.
而在当时候我的两个孩子们呢，那也因着能够参与在多伦多教会这个肢体生活当中呢，而得到很大的祝福。
And they were able to contribute to the life in the body, you know, according to their capacity, their level.
当时候他们就可以参与在这个教会这个肢体生活里面呢，也是按照他们所领受的程度去付出。
So from this experience, I learned that when we give of ourselves to be used by God, we will receive abundant spiritual blessings in return.
所以在这个经历里面，我学习到，当我们愿意不保留的将自己去献给神让他使用的时候呢，那神就会丰丰满满的去祝福我们。
Yeah, it reminds me of what Paul said in Acts 20, verse 35, you know, that it says it is more blessed to give than to receive.
这也使到我想起使徒保罗在使徒行传20章35节那里说的，那施比受更为有福。
It says there, in everything I showed you that by working hard in this manner, you must help the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus that he himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
使徒行传20章35节，我凡事以身作则，你们必须照样辛劳，扶助软弱的人，并且纪念主耶稣的话，施比受更为有福。
So then it is in contributing to the life of the body, in becoming an active member of the body.
那是当一个人去参与在这个身体的生活里面去付出，去成为这个身体中一个活的一个部分。
In serving one another.
那去彼此的服侍。
In giving ourselves to one another.
那也是将自己给对方。
And in loving one another with the love of God.
也是用神的爱去彼此相爱。
We will receive spiritual blessings and we will grow spiritually.
那这样我们就可以从天父那里领受到属灵的祝福，然后我们就可以一同的成长。
Yeah. So, yeah, I haven't gone very far, you know, in my spiritual journey up to now.
那我觉得自己在这个属灵的这个旅程当中呢，还没有走太远。
I find that there are still many things, you know, that I still need to learn.
那我觉得还有好多的事情我还需要去学习。
But I always try to keep this one aim in mind.
但是我总是常常的将这样的一个目标放在我的心里。
Yeah, in that I will try to do all I can by God's grace.
这个目标就是我要靠着神的恩典去尽我所能的。
Yeah, to help strengthen the body of Christ, you know, and to serve in whatever area that he puts me.
那去服侍这个基督的身体，使到他可以强壮起来。那也去到任何一个地方是神带领我去服侍的。
Yeah, and to do all this, of course, it's not with my own strength, but it's by God's grace.
那去这么去做呢？那不是靠我自己的力量，而是靠着神的恩典。
And to serve God in whatever area He puts me, not necessarily you know, because I like to be there.
那对于去到神安排我要去服侍的任何一个方面那我参与在当中，并不是因着我本身对这方面有什么样的兴趣。
But it's because he puts me there.
那原因就是神带领我去在这方面去付出去服侍。
Yeah, for example, this children ministry that I'm in.
举个例子，就是现在我参与在教会这个儿童的这个服事他们的教育上面。
Yeah, so I'm in this ministry not because I like dealing with children.
所以我在这个儿童的事工里面，并不是因为我本身喜欢这些小朋友。
Yeah, by nature, I don't like children.
那我本性是不喜欢小朋友的。
Even after becoming a parent.
特别是成为一个母亲之后。
Yeah, so it's really interesting how I ended up in this ministry.
那所以很有趣，为什么我会参与在这个儿童的事工里面？
But that's another story to tell for another time, if there is another time.
那这个就是其实另外一个长的故事啦，那需要另外一个时间去分享啦。那如果我们真的有下一次分享的机会的话。
So I'll end my sharing here.
那我今天的见证就到这里了。
I hope that what I have shared will be of encouragement to you.
希望我所见证的可以成为你的一个鼓励。
Yeah, so let us close in prayer.
让我们有一个祷告来结束。
Yeah, our Heavenly Father, yeah, we come before you to thank you.
我们亲爱的天父，我们来到你的跟前，要献上感恩。
Yeah, thank you for the work that you are doing in each of our lives.
我们为着你在我们每一个人生命中的工作，我们谢谢你。
Yeah, help us to continue, yeah, to experience you more and to be faithful to you.
我们恳求你帮助我们可以更加的去经历你帮助我们对你更加的忠诚。
And that your name may truly be glorified in our lives.
使到你的圣名可以真实的在我们生命当中被荣耀。
I hear this our prayer, Lord.
恳求你垂听我们这样的祷告。
Yeah, may all glory and praise really be unto your name and your name alone.
愿一切的荣耀跟颂赞单单的归于你的自己的名。
Amen.
Amen.